The procession of 200 youths assembled Wednesday at the party's head offices in central Harare, where they planned to deliver a petition to the Home Affairs Minister. In recent weeks, police have been beating up peaceful rallies staged by people anxious over Zimbabwe's worsening economic crisis. The petition said it granted the police chief 1 week to apologize to the nation for his officers' past brutality. But before leaders could make a speech, riot police moved in with water cannon, tear gas and batons to clear the street. Some protesters retaliated by throwing stones at the armed police before being blanketed by a wall of tear gas. The scene quickly devolved, with shops burnt and looted, in the chaos in central Harare. Hepmo Chidziva, a leader of the opposition's youth wing, told reporters that real reforms are needed and Zimbabwe cannot wait for elections almost 2 years away, and there are suspicions about rigged elections.
2019 is far away, and elections are not only the way of removing a democratically elected government or a president from power in a democracy. This current government was not even democratically elected. Peaceful protests are a legal means of removing government from power, whether they were elected by Nikuf or dead voters.
Political tensions are rising as a crushing cash shortage makes day-to-day commerce difficult in the country. But the ruling party of President Mugabe is clamping down reflexively, and the opposition claims that it is not being allowed to campaign freely, even as discontent in the southern African country grows. Gary Kai Chaonza, FSRN, Harare.